Kamala Harris wanted to ban plastic straws in 2020. By Wendell Hasebo on August 1, 2024. I think we should ban plastic straws, Vice President Kamala Harris said in 2020 during her presidential campaign, underscoring her record as the most far-left senator in 2019. GovTrack's scorecard ranked Harris as the most liberal senator in 2019, further left than socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Yeah, I am a radical, Harris admitted during a public event in 2010 at Google. During a CNN town hall, when asked, "Do you ban plastic straws?" Harris replied, "I think we should, yes." Harris has yet to flip-flop in 2024 about plastic straws being banned. Although she appears to be backpedaling on many policies she previously championed, raising concerns about whether voters can trust the de facto Democrat nominee. Harris no longer supports a federal job guarantee. An anonymous Harris campaign spokesperson told the Washington Examiner on Wednesday. Citing anonymous campaign officials, the New York Times reported Monday that Harris now 1. Supports fracking, 2. Wants to increase funding for the border, 3. Does not want to require people to sell their assault weapons back to the government, and 4. No longer supports a single-payer health insurance program. Neither Harris nor campaign aides have yet to fully embrace the changed policy positions by delivering on the record public statements, causing doubt as to what Harris's true positions are. A list of Harris's radical policies includes endorsing some form of reparation, co-sponsored legislation to protect illegal immigrants from deportation, backed Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All legislation, backed banning private health insurance, supported giving taxpayer-funded coverage to illegal immigrants, supported banning fracking, backed defunding the police, compared ICE to the KKK, wanted to ban plastic straws, defended banning offshore drilling, wanted to undo the Trump administration's border security, taking 94 executive actions in their first 100 days to rescind nearly every Trump-era measure, support of decriminalizing illegal border crossings, said she wouldn't treat illegal aliens as criminals, called for starting ICE from scratch, argued that temporarily closing the border violated federal law, raised money for the Minnesota Freedom Fund, a far-left organization that pays to bail out of jail violent criminals, including accused murderers and rapists, supported Los Angeles's cuts to their police department, called efforts to add more police to the streets wrong-headed thinking, championed the administration's so-called Bidenomics as costs dramatically soared for American families, bragged about being a leader in the push to get rid of the cash bail system in America. Related, Durbin on Harris ditching 2020 positions. Voters look at entirety of the career of candidates. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.